This is Ari Friedlander, interpreting the Polar Ice Interdisciplinary Coordinated Education, page 6, looking at the polar data stories of finding food. We're on slide 6. What we see here is an overlay of the dive profile in terms of time and depth for a humpback whale and the associated prey measurements that were collected via scientific echo sounders, visualized as the amount of krill weight in grams. What it looks to me is around midday at 1300 hours, or it looks like it probably is about 1000 hours, the animal is resting at the surface for nearly 2 hours, making a couple of small short dives. At about 1345, it looks like the animal does one single deep dive down to about 200 meters, then returns to the surface for another 30 minutes or so before performing another very deep dive to about 350 meters, again resting for half an hour, and then another dive to 100 meters, and then a subsequent dive to 70 meters, another half an hour later. In my mind, what this indicates is the whales are sleeping during the day, resting at the surface, literally not doing any diving, but occasionally doing what we call exploratory dives through the water column to try and profile to see if, in fact, there are krill available, if they're basically sitting in the right spot. The whale then begins to dive just before 1600 hours, and it dives to about 320 meters, and then subsequently will dive with very short intervals at the surface down to approximately 200 to 250 or 300 meters depth. Then towards the later portion of the day, the whale starts to dive to about 100 and 120 meters. If you look just at the general trend of the krill, to me it looks like the center of the mass of the krill from the left side to the middle is getting deeper, and then about halfway through, the krill starts to get a bit shallower. And you actually see, to me, in the whale's dive behavior, the whale diving shallower and shallower as the prey change their vertical distribution. The whales don't always hit the exact highest density parts of the patch, but wherever they feed, the krill is going to be above a threshold that makes it opportunistic for them to gain energy rather than expending too much energy on a given dive. So in this case, we see the whale diving to the depth where there is krill. Eventually, once it starts to move closer to the surface, the whales follow it up to the surface.